This is CliffCentral.com.
Wow, we had an exciting start to the day this morning. Sia walked through the door and had like a complete meltdown. He started screaming and wailing and hollering and yelling. And, I mean, thank God my buddy was behind him to kick his ass, see that he was all right.
I heard a loud thump and then there was screaming.
Yeah.
Immediately I thought, oh no, he's twisted an ankle, he's broken a limb,
right.
There's blood everywhere.
Mug by a cockroach.
Yeah, you'd think there's a real problem, you know.
Excuse me?
It was a real problem.
Oh my God!
Anyway, he dropped his phone.
Don't make it sound like it's
the least dramatic. It's the least dramatic thing. I mean, listen, we all drop our phones at some point. You completely freaked out. You were like, oh, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look. My buddy, please look. So my buddy picks it up slowly.
It was a crime scene. It was horrific.
Oh, horrific.
This is like the worst thing to happen to someone. I mean,
the worst thing.
Okay, context.
Yeah.
In the first
Henry
world,
von Breda breaks into your room with an axe is the worst thing. So he picked
really
my buddy picks it up now. She's there to kind of, because he won't look. He's like, oh, he's having a complete coronary thrombosis.
My heart couldn't even take it to flip the phone over to see what the damage is.
And then my buddy looks at it and she just goes quiet. And he goes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
That's even worse.
Yeah, right. And she's like, nah, looks fine.
But
you're caught my breath.
Your reaction wasn't justified considering that your phone already has a scratch and a crack on it. So you've experienced this before.
That's what's worse, because I just dropped it last week. And I wish it was like this major thing. But I was just sitting at my desk and the phone, I have no cooking clue how it even slid out of my hand.
It slid off the desk or out of your hand?
Out of my hand, but like...
onto this floor?
Onto our floor, exactly.
But we've got
carpet. Yeah.
And it cracked?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My screen chirped, but luckily it's all the screen protector, not the actual screen itself.
Oh, okay.
So nothing actually happened.
Guys, I feel
like
no one is...
Nothing happened. This is
really with me emotionally on this tragic journey I'm on.
Can you imagine if something actually happened? Like, we wouldn't have been able to do the show this morning. We would have had to cancel. Everybody would have gone home, right?
Yep.
Would have been finished, Mubs.
The flag.
Call it quits.
The flags would have had to be at half mast. That's how serious it was, Sia.
We'd have to get flags to put them at half mast just for this thing.
Crossing my arms at this moment because none of you are taking this seriously.
Somebody said on the messages here, will Master Sia be saying yas to Joburg Pride this month? Will you be going to Pride?
Do you know I've never gone to Pride before?
I think you got to go and be our on-the-spot reporter.
Well, I've personally never, simply because of the moment when I came out, and I was still in my teens, and I came out to my sisters, and I was really like, I'm gay, and that's it, and I'm going to be a spokesperson, and I am going to fly the flag, and I shall speak out.
Yeah.
And one of my sisters looked at me, and she said, hold up, so you want to now be this great booming voice, and you want to speak out for a few days a year? Whereas you can live your life every single day and aim to just be yourself, and that might make a greater impact, because by you being yourself in a circle of close-minded people and just, you know, you might change their views.
What does your sister know? Just go do it. Just go get dressed up in feathers.
And so that's, you know, like...
Dress up and get on a float.
I think South Africa has the laws. We don't have to march for laws. We just need to change people's hearts. And I don't think, you know, marching about is how you change people's hearts. But to each his own.
Well, maybe it's just a celebration. It's not like a try to change the laws thing. I mean, Amanda's nodding her head like she's been. Have you been to Pride? Hold on, let me just see. This is a lucky packet. Let's see if it's working this morning. Yeah.
Hello.
Ah, it works. Uh-huh. All right, have you been? Oh, what's it like?
It was awesome. It was a good time. It was great. Right. It was like my first time.
So it was just a big
drunk, actually.
It's just a big party, right?
But yeah, no, it was so much fun. I think I'm going to go this year even.
I do kind of agree with Sia, though. Like, if you're going to, if you've accepted a certain kind of lifestyle, don't make yourself all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, again, some people don't choose the lifestyle that they're born that way, whatever the case may be. But if you make that all that you are, then people will put you in a box forever. And that's how they'll see you. They'll use those words to define you before you can even get to the interesting words.
Yeah. If we were in Nigeria and we had to fight for equal laws, great, I'd be part of it. But this is just, to me, just about a party and dancing.
What if you're at Pride and you drop your phone?
See? That's why I should be in my bedroom celebrating my pride in different ways. I'm joking.
All right.
You know what I do. I'll be at home moisturizing.
I did such a dumb thing yesterday. I was, you know those knobs on the drawer that you pull out in a chest of drawers, you pull out the drawer, right?
Yep. Yeah.
With the two little knobs. So one came off. So I bought some super glue and I needed to glue this thing back in. Because it wasn't the kind that you screw. It had actually come off the screw part.
Okay.
So I had to glue the ceramic knob onto the screw, and then the drawer would work again.
Okay.
Okay. So I go and buy the super glue. I get home. I'm in a hurry because there wasn't a lot of time yesterday. I was running from meeting to meeting to thing. And then I open the glue, and it's got one of those things where it punctures this little piece of aluminium at the top, and then you can squirt the glue in.
Mm.
Anyway, I puncture this. I twist the thing so that it can make the hole, and then it's ready to... And this super glue goes all over my hands.
Mm.
All over. And within like a split second, it is drying, and it's on everything.
Ooh.
So I get the scrubbing brush. I get the soap. I get one of those... really rough loofahs.
Mm-hmm.
I get I get that pumice stone that you use on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
And I'm scratching and scrubbing and carrying on with my hands, which I was talking yesterday about how I wash my hands compulsively.
Ah.
Oh, geez. I mean, I've got a cut through the skin here.
I know.
It's so goddamn sore there. I had to put a plaster on the one thing last night because it was... I didn't want it to, like, in the night hook on anything. Ooh. It was really stupid. I felt like such an idiot. I emptied out 9/10 of the tube onto my stupid hands.
Ooh.
And about 1/10 was left for this doorknob thing.
But
what an idiot.
Why? Why do you feel stupid?
Because I'm an idiot. Obviously, I did it wrong.
No, these things happen. You said you were in a rush, so you probably weren't paying.
The smart thing.
9/10 of the super glue thing.
Yeah, it all pissed out onto my hands.
That almost sounds like it was on purpose.
I should have worn gloves, because then if you mess in the gloves, you just take the gloves off and throw them away. You know, like cheap disposable gloves? Mm-hmm. You could do that. I mean, I was in such a hurry to get this thing fixed. I've done this so many times in my life where I'm in a hurry for something and then I fuck it up even more.
Okay, I don't mean to downplay your OCD because that's a real thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like on a panic level, Sia dropping his phone this morning and you scrubbing away at your hand yesterday were right at the same level.
They're both stupid.
No, they were right at the same panic level.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I just thought, how do I get this? Because does anybody know how to get super glue off?
You just wash it off straight away. Don't let it sit.
Ben, it was from walking from the scene of the crime. It's four steps to my basin.
Scene of the crime.
The stuff had already turned white and was starting to get sticky. Like my index finger and my middle finger were stuck together already.
Oh, well,
well, then you just sit down like Lord Friendzone in Game of Thrones and you wait for a monk to find something to do with it.
And you scratch it off with a rock.
Yeah.
You obviously got it all off.
Yeah, well, and most of
and
it.
And bits of your skin.
Well, look, what normally happens is normal people spill a bit of super glue on their index finger. You just kind of wipe it off with a cloth. well, you sound so in control. I want you to try this. I'm going to bring a tube of super glue tomorrow.
To deliberately
bring it.
Glue his fingers together? Is this what you're asking him to do?
Yeah. And then we'll all watch him. He's so full of answers.
It's just that Gareth has just told this story. There's no time to be frantic. This is a very simple thing to do. So let's not all go, oh my God, this is going to ruin our lives. I'll never see doing anything
did
in our
ruin
lives.
His lives.
Well, it's okay, guys, we can do this.
I don't
Gareth
know.
The card for the rest of
there's got to be some, what, could you pour thinners on it? Could you pour, I'm just worried that anything you pour on it might make it stickier or drier.
Yeah, but the thing is, it ultimately dries off because your skin's quite resilient. It's not going to then suddenly become a super glue finger.
No, no, sure. But I didn't want to wait and it was all over me. And then you, when you eventually do like get it off, it comes off in like very hard, like almost like glass flakes.
Yeah.
You know, that's how super glue dries. Not a pleasant substance at all. So just in future, if you ever are stuck in this situation, just open the super glue over some newspaper and wear gloves.
If you ask me, your panic was warranted.
No, well. Oh, you're saying yours wasn't? Finally, an admission.
Well, no. I didn't dismiss mine, but I'm just saying yours was warranted.
Okay. Hey, listen, we tried something yesterday and we got such a furious reaction from the audience that I'm just terrified to experiment with anything ever again.
You're.
What happened?
Yesterday, we cut the podcasts up differently. So we did part one was from 6 to 6:30, part two, 6:30 to 7, part three was from 7 to 8. And people had a shit fit. Oh, I got emails all day yesterday from people saying, no, you've messed up my life. You're like Hitler.
Oh.
What have you done? You inconsiderate, genocidal lunatic. You shouldn't be at the controls of anything. You chimpanzee. Oh. They were so angry. They're like, I hope you die in a fire. Don't mess with my podcasts. You have no idea the abuse and the hatred that we put up with. It was next level.
People were not mincing their words.
Oh, mincing their words. Some woman typed an entire email. It was like a paragraph long in caps telling me how I was the most useless human being that had ever been given birth to by another human being. And that, that my mother was surely a chimpanzee. She was furious. And look, mea culpa, all right? It was my idea. We'd cut it up differently. Here's the thing. We want to experiment a little bit. So we're trying different things to make it really user-friendly. What we're going to do from now on, just so you know, is we will go back to part one is from 6 to 7, the first hour of the show. Part two is from 7 to 8. There is no part three because that's the guest. So you will have three podcasts now, not four, because most people who would listen to part three wouldn't listen to the guest anyway because it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so Gareth's Guests is now on the podcasts as a separate download. So if you download just the first hour, let's say you're the kind of person who just wants the news, you want a little bit of this talk, you know, stuff that's going on.
Sport.
You want maybe Sia's Said by Sia. Then this is for you. If you want the more kind of interactive stuff, occasionally we get guests in here, short little interviews, Mabale's news, then that's the second part, part two. And then there isn't a part three because that is the same as the guest. So the guest is part three, essentially. We don't have a part three anymore. Amanda, does it make sense to you?
No, it makes sense. I just thought the other one was cool because, like, you know, part one, if you want the banter, you literally just went to part one.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But
you gotta give the people what they want.
They were going to burn me at the stake if I did that again.
I don't know. I feel like you should hold out and stand your ground. I feel like this is no different to when DSTV would shuffle channels around. Suddenly Mnet wasn't on 25 anymore. It was on 101. And then people would throw a fit.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they would get over it.
Will you then agree to be our head of messages?
Yeah, my buddy, you handle all the correspondence.
I will respond to those messages.
Please, she doesn't even respond to our messages. You think she's going to give a toss about listener people?
She actually will be the
my buddy,
best person
for it. How the emails
go?
Yep, reading through. Yeah, I'm all over it.
Somebody says here, nail polish remover takes super glue off. That's Chris.
Nail polish will remove anything. Mm. Anything.
Oh.
Seriously, it would probably remove Jacob Zuma if anybody actually really applied it.
Carl says paint thinners. Bruce Willis will play Sia in the movie version of this dramatic event. That's from Moritz. That's when you dropped your phone.
Hey guys, I've been to Pride a couple of years back. First and last, I cannot handle being upstaged by gays. They're way too fabulous. They kill my vibe and they sparkle. So keep on keeping on, Pride goers. I'm out. All right, that's obviously from someone straight. And then, Gareth, leave the glue on your hands. It will peel off naturally. The part that freaks you out is the feeling of having a second skin on your skin. Sometimes guitarists use super glue on their fingertips to help them play. Huh. That I didn't know. Very, very, you see, learn new things every day.
Stay away from
I guess it's
fingers.
Ideal for the tips, but not when your fingers are stuck together, though.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Well spotted.
Well, I suppose that'll eventually come off too, because you are, as Ben points out, like an organic creature. Your skin is constantly being renewed, so the old skin will eventually fall off with the glue. I mean, if you think about it, you basically... Who is it? Is it Deepak Chopra? Of course, I don't think he's much of a scientist, but Deepak Chopra says every atom in your body is... basically something that was not there when your body began. In other words, there is no constituent part of Sia. I think it takes 15, 20 years maybe for all those atoms to be recycled. In other words, the atoms that made up the original Sia have been exchanged into the air and the ground and the water and the food and the waste and all the rest of it.
Well... you say that, but the way he embalms himself in moisturizer every two hours.
Yeah, he's probably contained.
He's containing everything.
Yeah, that's also true.
Embalm.
Hey,
what a choice of words.
I know this is technically news, but can we celebrate for a second?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, we've been talking about it. Someone even messaged me on Twitter last night with the story and said, you better cover this today. And I think you might know what I'm talking about. It's... The finally we are rid of somebody. Do you want to guess? Mubs knows who it is, so don't let her guess. But anyone else want to have a guess?
I think I have a very...
You have an idea?
Yep.
All right, Ben, do you want to try?
Yeah, Gareth, I know who it is, but again, is it something worth celebrating?
Oh, yeah.
Because when it's...
her damage,
like,
is done.
Damage,
sure, is done.
Damage is done, but someone said on Twitter yesterday, this is basically like replacing a crocodile with an alligator.
Yeah. Well, let's just celebrate anyway.
Let's take the moment.
Dudu Mieni is finally out of SAA, which means they've got at least a 123% chance of reviving themselves as a business. When you have the most incapable person in the universe running your operations, when she leaves, it's a cause for celebration. Let's just... Although, what I don't get is she was in Nigeria with the president. There are photographs of her in Nigeria with the president. What's that all about?
Well, it's one last fling, one last tango in Lagos.
Do you think he said to her, look, let's have one more relationship in Nigeria. I've got a statue they are putting up. And then after that, they can fire you.
I don't even think it's that. I think they probably had a deal like, look, you can just run this thing dry for 8 years, whatever it is, like I'm doing to the country. And then eventually we have to call it quits.
Yeah.
And this was him basically.
Eventually the host is dead and the tick is full.
This was basically her valedictory party or something.
All right. Well, that's a nice thought. I think you're probably on the money. But can I just point out that of all the people who got President Jacob Zuma elected in 2009, none of them are around anymore. Remember when we started the burning platform, Justice Malala said, when this guy gets bored with you, when he doesn't need you anymore, he gets rid of you like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now Zwelin Zimavavi was the first to get cast off. Then Julius Malema, now Bladen Zimande. These are the three people who made President Zuma. They were the ones who got him elected. Remember, he could never have got elected without the SACP, Kasatu, and the Youth League. And they're all gone now. So let that be a big red sign on the road that all these other cabinet ministers who think that because they're loyal to him, he'll look after them. I hope you guys are staying up every night and paying very careful attention to what happened to every one of his allies in the past. All fallen down. He doesn't care about them. He didn't even call Blade. Did you hear that?
He didn't even phone him. Like, I could care less for Blade and Zimande's feelings, but this guy has been a terrible minister. But he was a minister for a good 5 years.
Mm.
Not even he didn't even pick up the phone to say,
"Fuck you." Mm.
Not even.
How do you think they found out about it?
They found out in the news.
Through the news, probably.
Yes. Yes, on the news.
By NN7.
You are just sitting at home, minding your own damn business because you aren't out, you know, working
something. But you got to think, like, there's going to be inner talkings where people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because there's always those rumors.
No, Blade.
And maybe it gets back to you. Maybe Blade got a WhatsApp early that morning from someone saying, "Listen here, I heard ABCD. So,
he had no idea, this guy. I saw a video on Twitter. Let me see if I can find it. He had no idea. They asked him, "Hey, what do you think of these cabinet reshuffles?" I can't find the video now, but he goes, "Ha, you media, you're always making stuff up. This is 2 days before it happened." Now, unless he's putting on a show, and why would he do that? If he knew it was coming, he could have taken a chance to take a jab at the president and maybe kept his life, you know, front and center for a little longer. He didn't. He didn't know. I'm telling you, he had no idea. Anyway, let's get to the five things you need to know to start your day today. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. That's right. If you're looking for the best food, best service, a relaxed atmosphere, we all go there. We all love their pizzas. We all love their pastas. We all love their salads. Then Colcacchio is the place for you. It's a family-friendly environment. Every pizza is a conversation starter. So here's what you need to know today. Yesterday, Zweli Mkhize said that the top six had no idea, just like those ministers who were fired, that Jay-Z was going to reshuffle the cabinet. Again, he really doesn't need to check with anyone, this guy. Everyone has seen through the Blade and Zimande smokescreen, and we all get that it's now about the Russian nuclear deal. Jay-Z's balls are obviously being squeezed by Vladimir Putin. That's why it's happening, and he's running out of time. He has already taken some of that Russian money, remember?
Sure.
Vlad is so powerful.
Sensitive private information, Mabali, may be out there in the hands of bad people. So watch out for fraud, theft of your ID, and hacks in the next few months. 30 million South Africans, that's more than half of us, financial and personal information was hacked, and they say it was stolen from the credit bureau. So they also know who you owe a lot of money to. And who owes a lot of money. It's very bad. The president doesn't think he owes us any explanations at all for his reshuffle. Listen to him while he talks to Tula Sizwe Simelane of ENCA at a rally in Limpopo. Listen to this.
Mr. President, why did you reshuffle your cabinet? What led to this cabinet reshuffle, Mr. President? Mr. President, are you worried about facing charges now that the NCA has ruled?
Just ignores him. But Tula Sizwe doesn't
give up. I've done wrong. I'm asking questions. He's not answering. It's fine. I've not come to him. Mr. President.
By the way, since when does the president need military personnel around him all the time? He's got guards wearing face masks. You can't see who they are. This guy is wearing, he's got a helmet on, he's in full military fatigues, he's got a scarf over his nose, you can only see his eyes.
Jeez.
That is some creepy stuff going on there.
So if he decided to go AWOL on someone and take them down,
we wouldn't know who he was.
And manhandle them, right. We wouldn't know who he is.
And Donald Trump, speaking of assholes, Donald Trump was unkind and insensitive to the widow of a U.S. serviceman, says a congresswoman, when he told the widow, quote, "He knew what he signed up for when the guy was killed in combat."
Ooh.
Trump went on to say that the congresswoman made it all up and that he had proof. But here's what she said, just in case you want to know. This is the congresswoman.
I know this is the first time that you're hearing the president's tweet read to you. So when he says that you've totally fabricated what he said to the wife of the soldier and he has proof, what's your response?
Well, I don't know what kind of proof he could be talking about. I'm not the only person that was in the car. And I have proof, too. This man is a sick man. He's cold-hearted, and he feels no pity or sympathy for anyone. This is a grieving widow who is 6 months pregnant. This is a young woman. She's only 24 years old. She weighs maybe 110 pounds, and she has two other kids, 2 years old and 6 years old. And when she actually hung up the phone, she looked at me and said, he didn't even know his name. Now, that's the worst part.
So, Congressman, let's talk about that. What did you hear? Tell us about this phone call.
Well, I didn't hear the whole phone call, but I did hear him say, I'm sure he knew what he was signing up for, but it still hurts.
So that's how you interpreted it. You interpreted it as the president saying something callous in that way. Obviously, it can be heard lots of different ways. It could be heard as the president trying to find some point of understanding to speak out to the widow. How did she hear it? What was her response?
She was crying. She broke down.
So you decide whether Trump is an even bigger douchebag than we already thought he was or not, based on that story. And finally, I love this. This is something to make us all feel good. A neo-Nazi in the UK came out as gay and revealed he has Jewish heritage on Tuesday. He denounced the far-right groups after 40 years of active membership. Kevin Wilshaw, who's now 58, joined the National Front in the late 1970s, has been promoting white supremacy since his teenage years. He told Channel 4 News he wanted to be a part of these other groups, that's the gays and the Jews, because he wanted a sense of comradeship. It might take 40 years, but the good news is that even Nazis can change. Isn't that nice? Let's get to Ben and see what's going on in the sport.
Champions League from last night. So we all know the Champions League is a big thing in Europe, where teams like with Spanish names like Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid and Barcelona are all very good. And then you get new money teams like PSG and Man City, also all very good. Well, let's start with Atletico Madrid, shall we? They played Karabakh. Anyone know where Karabakh's from?
No. Isn't that a Roman surname from the Renegade Report?
Karabakh is a person, right?
No, my soccer teams don't normally play against just individuals. That would be a bit one-sided.
Oh, sorry, it's a team.
Yeah.
Are they from...
Shakhtar Donetsk.
That is a
I've
team
heard that
as well.
Before.
Yeah.
Are they near Besiktas?
What?
No, that's Turkey. So they're from Azerbaijan.
That was going to be my guess.
Who would know?
They are heroes from the Azerbaijan Premier League. And they have a logo with two horses rearing up, no doubt running away from someone with a whip. So Karabakh, they drew with Atletico last night. Wow, what a thought, eh? Oh, that. Which now means that Atletico are really going to struggle to get to this next round. As in really, really struggle. As in probably won't do it. What an absolute shock, because they've been pretty good in the last few years. They've had some finals, they've done really well, but no. Up against the might of Karabakh last night, they couldn't even score a goal. Chelsea-Roma, that was the game of the night last night. It ended 3-3. What an absolute amazing match at Stamford Bridge. And, Chelsea, they had a bit of a rough time of it last weekend, losing to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace haven't scored a goal in 7 matches prior to that match, but they beat Chelsea. But Chelsea, they're still going to be a good side this year, no doubt about that. They are defending Premier League champions. And what generally happens after you win the Premier League in recent years, you have a bit of a slow season. Anyway, 3-3, it was a good game for everybody, especially the neutrals. Bayern Munich, they returned to winning ways. Finally, they beat Celtic 3-0. No real surprises there, because Scottish football is pretty weak. Man United, they managed to get one over Benfica. Bit of an error in the goal mouth there by Benfica, so Rashford put it away at 1-0 for Man United. PSG, they are the irresistible force of new money in France. They beat Anderlecht from Belgium 4-0. CSK Moscow, they hosted Basel, where they went down 2-0. And then Barcelona themselves.
Barcelona.
They beat Olympiacos 3-1. Lionel Messi getting his 100th European goal. Who's also done that, Sia?
Someone whose name has just slipped my mind.
Correct. Juventus, they beat Sporting 2-1. They managed, the fortunate own goal by Sandro in the 12th minute, but they managed to come back strong there, scoring two real goals, a 2-1 over Sporting. Good week of Champions League football. It really was. There's UEFA football too, but we can't cover it all. What we can cover is the Premier League here, the PSL in South Africa. So Baroka versus Golden Arrows. That was a top-of-the-table clash last night. You wouldn't have really thought that because, well, these are decent sides, but you would think, like, where are the big teams? Well, Baroka and Golden Arrows are the big teams at the moment, but 1-1 was the draw there for last night. Free State Stars beat IS Cape Town 2-0. And then Pirates, well, they haven't won out of three matches now. 1-1 with Platinum Stars. Plenty of chances, but they couldn't quite do it. And they've got the Soweto Derby this weekend, which basically is when these two teams come together, they draw, and everyone gets drunk. That's how it works. AmaZulu, they went down to Polokwane City. What a match that was. Some tremendous free kicks. Wow, it was really, really exciting to watch. And then Chipper, they drew with Maritzburg United 0-0. In the cricket, we all know Bangladesh was going to get absolutely hammered yesterday, but we didn't quite know the extent of the hammering.
Well, we knew their anthem was going to be crap thanks to you yesterday.
Well, yeah, there was that too. But AB de Villiers, who is returned to the team, he got out there and the pitch was playing a little bit low and slow. The outfield looked like a place where cows generally go toilet, but the run rate escalated from 5 and over with Quinton de Kock and Hashim Amla put on 92 for the first wicket. AB de Villiers got in there and he absolutely blitzed the bowling all over. Suddenly the crowd came alive, and what is it about Bangladesh? Wherever they play in the world, they always have so many fans. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre.
Maybe they smuggle them in.
But like, so they were going nuts. But then eventually they were just loving the fact they were watching AB de Villiers bat, so they were going nuts for him. Gareth, he scored 176 runs off 104 balls.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
From 100 to 150, he took all of 25 balls. Unfortunately, he holed down the deep. He got caught by Sabir Rahman. The bowling
I don't
Hussein.
Know what you mean by hold out in the deep.
Well, he went for a big hit and basically got caught in the boundary.
Okay, so that's cricket speak.
Yeah, so look, AB scored many a swashbuckling 100 for the Proteas in this format of the game, but still hasn't surpassed Gary Kirsten's top knock, where basically he beat a whole bunch of UAE oil sheiks back in the, I think it was the 90-something World Cup. So AB's still got one record he still needs to get, but it was a great innings nonetheless. And then from there, well, 353 for 6 is what the Proteas posted. Bangladesh, they tried their balls off all of 249. So that's the series wrapped up. No surprises there. Mm-hmm. In other sporting news, Maria Sharapova believes that she still has plenty of time in the top of women's tennis and sees the great rivalry.
How much time before Serena comes back?
January.
That's how we'll know.
Yeah, January. So she believes that we're still many years ahead for her on the court where she'll be able to face old foe Serena Williams. Huh. Now, Maria, I think you should listen to the music of Kendrick Lamar and probably sit down and be humble about this one, because even though you're now, she's rocketed to 57 in the world. Look at her, all mouth.
57?
All mouth after winning in Tianjin recently.
Yeah.
Well, she fell on her ass again in Moscow this week, getting thrown out in the first round. And, she's just going on about the fact that she's really excited about playing the Australian Open, which is where Serena Williams will come back to action. Serena, of course, is a little bit older. Maria's still 30. Serena's more like my age, so she's getting on. But, no. The career head-to-head there is Serena has won 19 and Maria Sharapova has won 2.
Ha! Huh. It's not even a contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great rivalries. That's pretty much it for your sport today. We've got a lot more tomorrow because we've got the Currie Cup semi-finals to look forward to. Lots of football is always the case. And T20 cricket will soon be on our TV screens as the Proteas then thrash Bangladesh in another format. I mean, they might as well just take them on in a boat race. They'll thrash them there. A game of sevens rugby, touch rugby, they'll probably thrash them there. Find out what you can, what Bangladesh could beat the Proteas in.
And if you're on the internet today at some point, you might want to check out Ben's video of Sun City with his drone. Beautiful video he's made.
Thanks,
and that's because the Nedbank Golf Challenge is coming up soon.
It is.
And so everyone's going to want to be there.
Tommy Fleetwood has confirmed it. He's Europe's number one at the moment. Africa's major. It is the biggest golf tournament on the African continent. But more about that today on The Bounce Show. Listening live, 10 o'clock South African time, right here at cliffcentral.com.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Ben. Let's go to Sia and see what's happening in Said by Sia. A little bit of inspiration for you this morning. Go on, Sia. What do you got?
So education is important for a young person's growth and development. I'm sure we can all agree on that.
Yes.
And one of the main pillars of education is reading. But unfortunately, there are growing scary numbers around young people not enjoying to read.
Wow.
Do you remember at school when you had like class readers?
I loved that.
So, oh, really?
I loved reading.
There were people who would read the thought of now having to stand up in class, and then you start to, your mouth is dry, and that little lump in your throat.
Oh, you mean
becomes,
like reading out loud?
Yes. Yeah. That lump in your throat becomes like a freaking massive boulder in there. Yeah. Not the best of times at all. Well, thankfully, there's a new program that has been created to help kids alleviate some of the anxiety that may come with reading and also actually improve their reading skills by placing a little non-judgmental furry listener in the audience. This is so weird and
like
cool.
Like an animal?
Innovative. Yes. Oh. I love this. Learners in a few select American cities are getting the opportunity to practice their reading skills with certified therapy dogs in an international program called Tail Wagging Tutors. Now, at first, you may think this is quite odd as why dogs and how dogs can help kids with reading. But according to the therapist and the team behind this, there's great power in bringing dogs into schools. So by sitting next to a dog and reading out loud, all threats of being judged are put aside for young children, firstly, and then the child begins to relax and, you know, they can pet the dog and focus on the reading. So according to Therapy Dogs International, which is the organization behind this program, reading improves because the child is practicing the skill of reading, building self-esteem and associating reading with something pleasant. So a teaching assistant in a school in the States has actually had a first-hand account of how the Tail Wagging Tutors program makes a difference. She says that she has four dogs in her class. And, you know, when they ask why the kids read to a dog, I say, because a dog is not going to correct them. We've heard from many parents who will say, you know, my child will not read at home, won't pick up a book. She's afraid she's going to make mistakes, but she will read to the dog. I've witnessed the transformation of a reading therapy dog that a reading therapy dog can make in the life of a child. So I like that. Just imagine the positive motivation this gives to a child as they sit by and they read and they pat this calm and gentle dog. So I like it. It's great news to hear. It's the Tail Wagging Tutors.
Can we get a studio pet at some stage?
Yeah, I think we need that.
I'm down. But wait, who takes care of it?
Well, Gareth,
after
obviously.
The show.
Gareth, obviously.
Gareth, obviously. Okay.
All right. What do you want here?
Well, can't you just bring Carl in then?
No, it's not the same.
Can we get an animal that eats cockroaches?
What animal?
Well, a bird, maybe.
Birds are loud. We already have the hardy dogs, which don't work outside.
Are you kidding? I feed those things every day to make them do that. I think we keep them coming back.
We really need a studio cat.
No, not
a cat.
Mm-mm.
Cats with it will leave.
We've tried a rabbit before with Lucas.
Oh, brother Lou.
That exactly.
Well, it doesn't go well. The rabbit hid under the couch.
Yeah, and then
no, guys, I think we really
it would hop out and someone would freak out.
Yeah.
No, we need a studio cat. It'll sit in the couch most of the day. There'll be no mice or rats because we know we've had rats here.
Yeah.
Let's take a vote. I vote for a dog.
We need something cuddly and cute.
Just bring meowses.
Yeah. Cats.
Just bring meowses.
Meowses has a job. She sleeps at my house.
She has a job.
What do you think this is? She can just leave that?
All right. Well, let's think about it. I'm not opposed to the idea. Here are a couple of important messages. I thought I was going crazy yesterday, says Vaynant. I was hungover as fuck, and then I listened to a podcast, and it felt like time was standing still. That's why my hour podcast was only half an hour. Yeah, we changed it yesterday. Don't worry, we've changed it back, in case you were confused. I was upset and confused about things yesterday, but not like those emails that you received. I think you should have warned people, Ken Sunny. And Liesl says, my son once licked the super glue cap, and his tongue was stuck to his palate for the evening. It was great. Then part one and part two of your podcast cover my drive time to work. Part three guests cover the traffic back home. All works well. People just don't like their boat rocked. You are all about change. Deal with it, fans. That's from R in Cape Town. And guys, don't get too excited. Dudu Mieni will pop up as the chair of another parastatal soon. Remember, Eskom doesn't have a permanent chair yet. And hey, guys, when is that Bitcoin trading guy setting up the Cliff Central portfolio? I really want to get into this. Well, he's setting up a portfolio that's run Noinera. He's just set up a portfolio where he's going to kind of track it for us, but we can't join in. There are ways to start buying your own Bitcoin, but we're not going to set up a Cliff Central one. So I'll tell you how. And maybe when he comes in next time, he can also explain what, you know, apps and things he uses. Although Bitcoin did really well until probably about Monday, and then it suddenly started to tank a little bit.
Well, went down Gareth, 5%. It's sort of corrected really after a big surge.
Okay. You see, Ben is watching these things because now he's got a, Ben's got a virtual portfolio online.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to make lots of money. Then I'm going to go real money.
Hey.
And what is with the cat haters in the studio?
Exactly. This is what I live with, someone else.
Justice Malala coming up in a short while. He'll be on Skype with the latest in the burning platform because he's in Cape Town. And I noticed something interesting about Justice. His profile picture on WhatsApp is him with a surfboard.
Okay.
A surfboard.
Actually.
Yeah. Well, how else do you take a gun to the beach to make an assassination?
He's wearing a black skin tie.
He's assassinations.
You've got to adapt to each environment just before you kill someone.
Exactly. Adapt to each environment.
If you're gonna kill someone at the beach, then arrive as a surfer.
Yeah, you can't just arrive there in a banana hammock and go and try to disclose that thing.
Could it come out of the water in with your goggles on, and then they can't recognize you, and then you slowly move towards them on a crowded beach, and you have your silencer on, right?
Yeah.
And then you cock your gun. And then you shoot them, and then you go back into the sea. No one's going to know what to do there, right?
Swift. You get the job done. You leave without a trace.
I see Anela had action sports star Travis Pastrana ride his motorbike from the parking lot straight into the studio. Huh. That's cool. Is that on her radio show?
Probably, yes. Huh.
All right. I don't know much about motorbikes, but I know the name Travis Pastrana from somewhere. And then Ankia says, therapy dogs are awesome. My son had to do a speech on them recently, so we did some research. They really are fantastic. Therapy dogs, just to go back to Sia's point. Okay, when we come back, it'll just about be time for the burning platform. We'll also check in on some news with Mubs and plenty of other good stuff. CliffCentral.com. It's a Thursday morning. I can't believe how quickly these weeks are going. Yo. One more blink, and before you know it, you're going to be in the situation where, you know, the rest of the year has passed you by, and, oh my God, look at this. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's already Christmas. It's coming. It's right around the corner.
This is CliffCentral.com.